At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
Hey.
Hey.
All right, HK, what spiciness are we dishing today?
Well, it looks like Emily in Paris has turned into Nightmare New York. We'll explain.
Also, has Mick Jagger lost his je ne sais quoi? We'll get into that later on.
And T-Pain says it's hard for artists, honey, to make a dollar out here. But first, what are you dishing, Brad?
All right, we're going to kick off things with another
Dish Debate!
Has made some women think twice about getting their teethuses fixed, and that's teeth if you don't know what I mean. So recently, she hopped on Twitter and caused a stir. Cardi B said, women should invest in getting a Brazilian butt lift before getting their teeth fixed because men will spend money quicker on a girl with a big booty before pretty teeth. Then she added, right. Your BBL is your investment for your teeth. Plus, BBL $6,000 to $15,000. Good veneers, $20,000 to $50,000. So basically, she's saying if you get you a fatty, get you a rear, you get the guy to pay for your veneer.
Is a big butt more important than a pretty smile?
I need a pretty smile, y'all. I don't need a big butt. I need a beautiful smile.
Your smile is your face, but this is what I don't like. Young girls watch you, listen to you. Yeah. They take everything you say seriously. So what you are saying to young, impressionable girls is everything depends on your fat ass, and a man is going to take care of you.
Yes, he is, and y'all need to stop sitting here.
Cardi is just speaking from her own experience. Speaking from what she's been through.
You know you're a liar, and head crack if you say the same thing, you're lying. Because y'all don't see a woman's teeth first. If you're looking at her from the back, you see her fat butt, and that's what attracts.
Like, how bad are we talking about as it relates to the teeth? Are we talking like old Negro cemetery or just like a little like gaps and spaces in?
It depends on if you're trying to get in a relationship or not. If you're there to just smash and grab, then it doesn't matter.
If you're trying to go get a job like most of the world, see, you're still talking stripper. Like, Cardi, you're not a stripper no more.
No more.
You're still talking about being a stripper, but if you're trying to get a job, they're not looking at your ass.
Right.
They're looking at your smile.
I mean, I've had some raggedy mouths, but and they were, you know, fine, but hey, honey, child.
Like a little chip tooth Charlie?
Forget the mouth, honey. We ain't worried about your raggedy mouth, honey.
Well, my BBL's gotten me really far, so whatever. All right, well, speaking of plastic surgery and makeovers, Lily Collins had a couple of unexpected face alterations. While the Emily in Paris star was strolling with her husband, Charlie McDowell, in NYC, the couple bumped into a defaced billboard of Lily and sent her husband running. This is hilarious. Look at this.
Hysterical.
I love it, but Lily was a good sport about it. Y'all, she captioned the post, can I say I love the new look? And I give it an A for effort. I love it.
I don't know why vandals do this. I've seen it with, you know, where they blacken out
yes.
the teeth.
I'll put a gap.
Put a booger in the nose.
There's something special about New York vandalism, especially like on the subway. I remember people used to do such slick and creative things to like the ad sometimes where you can't help but to laugh. Right. I used to low-key look forward to it.
Okay, so you guys walking around either in Atlanta or Sherry here in Los Angeles and you had a billboard or something up posted. Have you seen it defaced at all?
I was in the subway in New York, Chewy.
Okay.
I had a show called Sherry on Lifetime and I was so excited because they had put my pictures up and I was in the subway. Somebody had made my boobs like 12 times as big.
Nice!
With big nipples. Then my teeth was all blacked out and I had double chin hairs. I was like, that was not nice! That was not nice!
All right, y'all. Well, Mick Jagger got a little satisfaction for flying under the radar. Yes, indeed. The famous rocker posted a picture of him at a Charlotte, North Carolina bar enjoying a cold brew without a simple patron noticing who he was. Well, during an interview, the icon was asked about the incognito moment and said, "There's hardly anyone there. It's dark. It's not really, like, grand. I'm not in a big, huge limo. I just walk the block and then just go down there."
He'd probably love that.
Wow.
I would love that if I was Mick Jagger. I'd be like, yo, nobody knows who I am.
But some people, he probably look like an old white man.
Right.
You know,
right.
If you don't know him. If you wasn't doing that move across the floor that he does on stage.
Right.
That but thing, you know, that little chicken
but
move.
But the deal is, though, y'all, but it was nice that he got some alone time, y'all. I mean, so what y'all think? I mean, does this mean, y'all, that his star power is gone?
No, not at all. It just means that Mick Jagger looks like most people in bars.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. They wouldn't think that Mick Jagger would be walking down the street by himself in a bar alone. So that's how they're deceived.
Like, and you have to have a distinctive feature. Like, Brett, if you go out, even with a mask, your hair, your swagger, what you wear, people would know it's you right away. You cannot be incognito. Have you ever been incognito, Brett?
Yes, I can. I can put on a hoodie, and I can put on some sunglasses, and my mask cover me up to here, so I'm good. You can only see my eyeballs with a hat. Yeah. I'd be like, what's up?
So somebody yells, hey, look at Brett over there wearing that hoodie and the sunglasses.
Hey,
and
exactly. People know my voice
I
from
know
this
your booty,
show.
Brett. If you walked away from me, Brett, I know what your booty look like,
you
even
know?
In big jeans.
You
I
know.
Would, well, first of all, I've seen it on
I would wear a
stage.
Trench coat, Sherry.
I thought it
you guys. Y'all getting me robbed. You're getting me recognized.
Okay.
I can't win today.
With everything.
Well, if you thought musicians were making tons of money on streams, T-Pain is here to set the record straight, peoples. Now, the auto-tune god took to his Twitter account to share a post showing the numbers of streams that an artist allegedly would receive on some of the major streaming platforms, and it only gets them a dollar for all these streams, right?
Yep.
And
yep.
one of the most shocking ones actually is YouTube Music. Now, judging by T-Pain's chart, 1,250 streams are needed just to earn $1. But Amazon Music, people need 249, 752 on Pandora, 128 on Apple Music, and 315 on Spotify just to make a quick buck.
Wow. Jesus. So when musicians kept saying that, you know, streaming is really bad for their money, they actually were right.
They're right.
Really
Napster ruined everything back in the day. That Napster, everybody followed that. They followed that, and streams ruined everything.
I just literally thought, Brett, I was like, because when I would hear Funkified, I was like, Brett is making all of that money.
Right.
That's what I always thought.
Maybe it don't even work like that, girl.
Yes.
You might as well sell it from your website so you don't got to pay all them extra people. Okay?
That's why you see so many artists, like, you know, doing all these crazy, like, merch and bundle deals and then selling tea.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's all a business now. You're out here on your own. Yeah.
Your favorite rapper actually still sells drugs.
Moving on, it looks like Ed Sheeran was not always a fan of the show South Park.
Wow.
I didn't know that. Huh. In an interview, Ed revealed that a 2005 episode of South Park titled Ginger Kids, where they made fun of the red-haired people, nearly ruined his life.
Oh. That's awesome.
Well, Ed said, having red hair in England was always the thing that people took the piss out of you for, but it was never something in America. I was going to America and everyone was like, I love your head, dude. And I was like, oh my God, people like my hair? He continued, and then I remember that episode coming out, and that was just it worldwide for the rest of my life. Well, I don't know if it really ruined Ed's life.
No, he's good now.
Right.
He's good.
He got money in
the
hood.
He's a big deal.
He's one of the biggest pop stars in the world. He's good.
I actually think with red hair, it's in now. If you have red hair, it's just like, it's very sexy.
Right.
Like
really?
Yeah, Brett's got her red. Yes. Yeah. I love red.
And La Cognac make anything sexy, baby.
Oh, Sherry, you hear that?
There you go. Henny I did hear it.
Henny and Coke.
I mean, you got Prince Harry. Look at him. Yep. You got Ronald McDonald.
He's chilling.
Nobody's trying to give Ronald McDonald.
That's now real think so. We're Ariana too Grande has red hair,
she
doesn't
had
she?
Red hair,
she's
yeah.
the clown from It.
Yes. Wow. Yes, that's very scary. Yes, thank you.
HK, I love where your mind goes.
Kathy Griffin.
Raggedy Ann.
Wendy.
Not Wendy. From the hamburger. Yeah.
Up next, Keanu Reeves had an excellent adventure one Halloween with Dolly Parton. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, Keanu Reeves has played a lot of different parts in his career, but can you believe that he once played Dolly Parton, Sherry Shepherd?
I cannot believe that.
Wow, what? Let me explain. Keanu's mom, Patricia Taylor, is a costume designer and created Dolly Parton's Playboy Bunny costume back in the day.
Wow.
Now, Patricia kept the costume, and when Keanu was 16 years old, he wore it for Halloween.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
That's kind of cool. Awesome. He said, and I quote, "I put on the ears and the bustier, and I wore sneakers with fishnet stockings and the bow tie. I had some pretty long hair, and I was Dolly Parton's Playboy Bunny." End quote.
Wow.
I love that.
That is very cool. It was a very good accent. I like that, Chewy, because it's an homage to his mother.
Yes.
And what she did for Dolly Parton. So
right.
I think that is very, very cool.
And do you think Keanu actually pulled it off and played a good Dolly Parton? Because, you know, he's not equipped like
right.
Dolly. So.
Right. He probably didn't, but yeah. It was a thought that
Because especially at that age, I'm picturing how he looked like in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Like, yo, this scrawny kid, like, he ain't built like Dolly Parton. Like, Dolly Parton was like the first non-black person I ever noticed.
Right.
I wanted to ask Headcrack, was it Dolly Parton's teeth that you noticed first? You noticed her teeth?
She has teeth?
No, you didn't. He noticed them tick old bitties.
Okay, y'all, a lot of actors and actresses can be sensitive, but Jennifer Lawrence actually loved being insulted by Jonah Hill in the movie Don't Look Up. Wow! Jonah played the president's chief of staff, and he doesn't think too highly of the astronomer, who was played by Jennifer Lawrence. She said, "It was really, really hard filming with Jonah and not running take after take laughing. We one time dedicated an entire day to Jonah just improvising insults at me. It was amazing. I mean, he's just a comedic master." So, Gary, this sounds like a dream come true for you. Yes. Would you be an actor if you could spend the whole day insulting somebody?
You know, believe it or not, Sherry, I really wouldn't. I don't like insulting people. That's just not my thing.
In what universe?
I would just say stuff to y'all, but it wouldn't be insulting. Like, bitch, shut up. Oh, Sherry, can you give me some coffee?
No, you say a lot of degrading, mean things.
That's not insulting. I mean, bitch, shut up. But, Gary, you do say things
Thank
that are, like,
you, Sherry.
Really shady.
Yeah, yes, you hurt our feelings
And you seem to get a lot of pleasure in it.
Mm-hmm.
No, yes, Gary.
I would never. I mean, you know.
When Gary is in the heat of insult, it is that moment where he's truly aroused.
Thank you.
He's very aroused, HK, and I want to know, is his nose growing as he keeps being
it's
in
growing.
Denial?
I see it more here.
Gary.
Well, all right. Well, Nicolas Cage is an Academy Award-winning actor, but don't call him actor, okay?
Oh.
Now, he recently explained why he doesn't like the word. Now, Nick said, "For me, it always implies, oh, he's a great actor. Therefore, he's a great liar. Thespian, because thespian means you're going into your heart or you're going into your imagination or your memories or your dreams and you're bringing something back to communicate with the audience."
That was a very interesting
Come on,
thing.
Yes.
Now, Sherry, would you like really to be good. Called an actor or do you prefer thespian?
Hey, I want to know.
Look, HK, whatever makes the check clear is
okay.
what you can call me.
Okay.
I don't care, but I care about my check clearing.
Hello.
I mean, what really? It's as long as you get out there and you do the job and you touch people in a way that they haven't been touched, whether they call you an actor or a thespian, as long as you're doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Hey, Craig, you said thespian. Like, that's the new word of the lesbian.
Oh, yeah, <'cause> like lesbian.
The origin of that word for me, I remember one time my dad referred to someone as a thespian. I was like, nah, I definitely seen her with dudes. And, like, so from then on out, I've always pronounced it that way.
It's just a mental thing. Yes, you don't call Sherry a lesbian. She's a thespian.
I'm a thespian. That's what Brad calls me all the time.
A lesbian?
Thespian.
Yeah, well.
No, a thespian.
All right, up next, honey, did a Real Housewife star, honey, get fined for wearing a hat? We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, okay, former Real Housewives of Orange County's Kelly Dodd says she was fined $16,000 by Bravo for wearing a Drunk Wives Matter hat to her bridal shower.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay. Well, out of touch.
All right.
Maybe.
Now, Kelly told David Yontiff on his Behind the Velvet Rope podcast that she knows she caused them a lot of grief because they promoted Black Lives Matters. So, you know, they promote them so much that she didn't wear the hat on the show, just to her bridal shower. So, you know, in her opinion, no harm, no foul there, but
okay. That's
kind of random. You think you can get fined by, like, you know, for stuff we do here on Dish Nation?
Yeah, but honey, I could imagine going to a party to, like, to swinging Richards, honey, with a Dish Nation shirt on. I don't know if I could do that. So.
Would that give you free lap dances, Gary?
Yeah, they do. Well, you got to pay $10, but
okay.
I mean, usually saying I work on Dish Nation is my calling card with men.
Really?
Because I tell them, I'm like, you know what? Maybe we can get you an interview with Headcrack or Chewy on Dish Nation.
Hello.
Hey. Or maybe I can introduce you to Brad. That give me all the action. I hope I don't get in trouble for that. Oh. Ain't nobody sued me yet.
Now, like, Bravo said they fined her for, like, you know, general behavior, but, I mean, maybe she legit be acting like a drunk wife when she's on set.
That's the thing.
Don't watch the show.
Oh. She probably be acting a damn fool.
All right, moving on. The late Betty White was loved by everyone, even cats, y'all. Oh, the infamous O.J. Simpson recently shared that he and Betty were neighbors, and when his cats would go missing, they would wander over to Betty's house. The first time O.J. said Betty called him and said, OJ, you're looking for your kitten? He's here at my house.
Aww.
And this happened a few more times, and OJ even asked Betty if she had catnip over there, and she responded with, oh, you know I'm so sweet, cats like me.
You know Betty was being dirty with that.
Yeah, she
was. Betty was giving them cats edibles.
But Brett, why do you think the cats kept running away from home? What do you think?
From OJ.
They didn't want to get cut up.
Yeah, we think it on along the same lines, Brett.
They didn't want to get declawed.
Animals know what's up.
Let me find out OJ over there spaying and neutering his own pets.
Okay.
Now, Sherry, if your dogs escaped and went to Betty White's house, what do you think she would have said on the phone to you?
Okay, I have seen Betty White's raunchy sense of humor.
Yes.
So I literally believe Betty White would call me and go, bitch, your ass dogs are over my house. Come get them.
Damn.
I do believe Betty White would have said that.
Betty?
Betty White had some words. But that's what made her so sweet. Like, she was a sweet lady, and she had a raunchy sense of humor.
Straight out of St. Olaf.
I would see her trying to take them to St. Olaf. Yeah.
No, the question is, she lived next door to OJ.
Did you see anything?
That's what I want to know from Betty White. Did you see anything?
Coming up, does OnlyFans stars have ghostwriters? You might not be sexting who you think, Chewy. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all. If you're an OnlyFans subscriber, you might want to listen to this. You hear that, Gary?
Yes.
Apparently, some OnlyFans stars have been paying ghostwriters to send their X-rated text to their subscribers. So if you're an OnlyFans subscriber thinking you're sexting a lingerie model that looks like Rihanna, you might be texting a hairy-aged middle man that looked like Gary. That looked like Gary. Now, our old queen that looked like Gary.
Yeah.
Although this goes against the website's ethics policy, you know we gotta have some fun with this one, y'all. Which Dish Nation host could bring in the most subscribers with their sexting game? Who here has the best sexting skills, y'all? Sherry?
Wow. You know, Brett, I have to say this. It's two people. Either HK because he's so under the radar. I think because, you know, you would never expect it
you would
from
never expect
I
it.
Think there's an undercover freak in HK, and I think you
Me?
Would be, yes, because you got
Chewy.
You would have a lot of OnlyFans because they like your type.
Right.
Chewy.
I would make a lot of money.
You would make a lot of money on OnlyFans.
I would. Yeah.
But even out of curiosity, like, yo, Gary, when you're hitting on people or you try to, like, seal the deal, like, what kind of stuff you be texting to people?
Well, I don't even know how to work his phone.
Thank you, Brad. I don't know how to
If I'm paying for Brat's OnlyFans. I want to know. Brat is answering me nasty back. I don't want to know it's Gary that she hired Gary to answer me back.
Yeah, I was thinking that. I'm like, girl, I know you would throw him like this damn queen. Sitting here talking to me, honey, girl. Cut my fingers off.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.